Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Well, with no meeting, we just kind of have some random topics a little bit. Not completely random, but so one thing I know got a little bit of traction on social media was a little bit of talk about traffic and Veterans and Sunset, which is a very busy intersection without question. There's been talk in the past, long time ago, about stoplights there, and didn't get approved. But talk about a roundabout, and I know roundabouts are something we don't see a lot right here. Highland is someplace that does have them. There's a few others, but just kind of your thoughts on that intersection, if you would like to see maybe something done at some point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a highly trafficked area. I mean, if you go there, during the week on a school day, I mean, you get there about 7:45, you know, there's quite a bit of traffic. So yeah, I mean, something to enhance it. I mean, and you mentioned, you know, I guess stoplights were discussed years ago. The state said no. Understanding they came back with the concept of a roundabout. I think my initial response is I don't know if there's enough land there. I mean, there's businesses around there. I think they'd have to acquire some. But I would agree. I mean, yeah, I would love to see something done there that would help the traffic situation. Because again, I mean, on school days, there's just a bunch of cars and they're backed up, you know, all the way. If you're coming into town off of 185, you know, they'll be backed up underneath the overpass on the interstate, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, I would be supportive of something if the roundabout discussion, that's something the state would like to us to engage in. I mean, we'd at least entertain it.
So talking about that, kind of good problems to have a little bit, and to talk about that a little bit, I know the Y came to talk about their parking concerns. Sure. At the last council meeting, and the city's going to discuss it further, but good problem to have, but it is something that maybe needs some attention somehow.
Yeah, I mean, so again, a couple things were brought up at the last council meeting. You know, we talked about 4th Street, you know, 6th Street, the concept of maybe potentially stop signs. I'm getting the sense from talking to several people that, you know, that's not a real popular opinion. So again, it's about public safety. And so I think maybe an alternative to that is, you know, looking at the parking options around there, specifically 4th Street, just because, again, you know, when there's events going on downtown and you try to pull out there, I mean, I could see it being a potential issue. So, you know, again, stop signs probably aren't maybe the best choice there, but, you know, some kind of alternative solution maybe. Yeah, then the why, you know, I was there again this weekend, you know, and it's just amazing how many people are there. Now, the parking situation was better. And what Ben was encouraging people, you know, they have access to the KC parking mm-hmm. lot, encouraging people to park there. You know, if you've been following the Y on social media, you know, it sounds like there's some more major announcements getting ready to happen. So that's definitely an area that's going to continue to grow and prosper. So, you know, the parking, especially on Fillmore Street and Rock Island, is something that, you know, we're going to have to consider. You know, they did eliminate the parking on the west side of that, you know, trying to keep everything. But then, you know, then the cars that do park there are parallel parked. So, yeah, I mean, we are going to look into it. We said we'd have a streets meeting. I talked to Alderman Barker actually earlier today. You know, we're going to try to get that scheduled sometime, you know, in the next few weeks, and maybe look at some alternatives. You know, another area that was another street that's been brought up is Fillmore and Sunset. And, you know, if you're heading, heading west, coming up there to where the car wash is.
Okay.
You know, there's, you know, if you're heading west and you get to that stop sign, that you're actually kind of looking up if you look to your left. And so a couple people have reached out, hey, maybe look at some type of alternative there. Again, you know, is it a stop sign or something like that? So all of these things will be part of a bigger conversation as we, you know, look at that situation through our streets department.
Okay, very good. And, you know, in some of these, like we've talked about with the Y, that's a good problem to have. And looking at downtown, you know, these are things that are tough to deal with at times, and it's tough to come up with the right answers sometimes. I think it also gets complicated a lot in this community because of so many of them being state routes, too.
Oh, sure, exactly. Well, I mean, the roundabout on Sunset and Veterans, I mean, yeah, that's a state route. So that's really their call at the end of the day. Now, you know, we can reach out to them and say, hey, we've got concerns about traffic, you know, and at least start and engage the conversation. But yeah, I mean, you know, Gallatin Street, you know, it's a state route, you know, obviously Kennedy. So yeah, we're limited to what we can do to only the streets that the city controls. But, you know, if it's a public safety issue, then it's really incumbent on us to, you know, to make sure we're having those conversations with whoever the appropriate group is.
So I had the first meeting today of the group.
The economic development.
Thank you. Yes, totally lost my place altogether. Thank you for you run the conversation and you ask the questions.
Yeah. But, makes it easier that way. Yeah.
So first EDC meeting today. Just your thoughts.
No, well, very well. We had 18 people there. You know, again, a kickoff meeting we had at KC. KC graciously let us use one of their rooms. You know, and I've said in the past that, you know, we're going to use the comprehensive plan as the guide. This was really an introductory meeting. You know, again, the whole point of it is, you know, my pledge or my commitment was to have input from the community leaders, the business leaders, you know, as we at the city level make decisions, to have the necessary input from the people that are out there that are actually doing the payroll and making jobs, creating jobs. And, you know, so, you know, it's important that we have that communication. And today was a good first step. A lot of great conversation. You know, we've talked about in the past with the comprehensive plan, there was a section at the end of it that was really recommendations, and it kind of broke it down into five different categories. And I will tell you that, you know, housing and workforce development, those are probably the two areas I think are going to really be, you know, a focus for us kind of out of the gate. Tyler Schmidt is on the committee. Tyler's a local realtor, also has some investment property, rental property. And he kind of just gave us an update of what the real estate market is, Amanda. And so the bottom line is still very low inventory. Housing prices are starting to come down a little bit from the high, but it doesn't really matter because there's just no inventory. If you get in that, I think he said $75,000 to $150,000 range, those houses go right away, you know, because that's kind of the sweet spot. And then, you know, so, but there's just no inventory. And then also on the rental side, same thing. You know, it's an affordability issue because you've got, you know, rents and, you know, anywhere from $700 to $800, but now everybody's insurance is going up. You know, interest rates are higher than they were. They're coming down, but they're still, you know, higher than they were 4 years ago. So it becomes, again, an affordability issue. And so housing is an area that we're trying to focus on at the city. And I think it's going to be one of the real benefits of this EDC committee is we're going to get input from people who are in that space that are going to help us, you know, try to develop policy, potentially incentives to improve the housing situation in Vandalia.
Because we've talked about it before. People always say, we'll bring jobs. And yes, yeah, you want to bring jobs. But if you have no place for folks to live, you know,
exactly.
These are big parts of it.
Right, exactly. No, I mean, it's, yeah, to that point, I mean, yeah, you got to have nice houses, you know, or, you know, decent houses for people to live in. You know, the workforce side of it's a whole different thing. I mean, we've talked about this in the past. The days of thinking you're going to land a factory with 500 jobs, it's just probably not the reality. Our focus here is to you know, at least focus on the businesses we have. You know, we've said 80% of your job growth comes from within. You know, so we've got some really nice businesses. We've had conversations. Amber, Todd, and myself have in the last couple of weeks went and met with a couple of those businesses. You know, and they're, and one of the concerns at first is the availability of workforce, you know, people willing to show up and work. So, again, I think out of the EDC, you know, housing and, you know, workforce development are going to be really two of the big areas right out of the gate that we focus on.
So I don't know if you thought about this, but you're coming right up on 6 months that you've been in office. So just your thoughts 6 months in at this point.
No, and I said this to the committee today. I mean, what a great time to be in Vandalia. There's just so much positive things going on. I know we tend to focus on the negative sometimes, but I, Karen Dyer from the hospital, CEO, was there today. You know, on the 10th of November, we're going to have the ground, you know, the ribbon cutting. They're going to celebrate not only the 100th anniversary of the hospital, but the unveiling of a $15 million medical office building. You know, mention the Y and Ben, you know, what they've got going on. There's just so much momentum. You know, we talk about traffic. So Saturday evening, Teresa and I went out for dinner and we drove by the Trunk or Treat. And if you think soccer and flag football is bad on Saturday morning, you should have seen 1,000 people going through that line. The library, again, all the things we've talked about in the past and all the infrastructure things that we have going on, you know, in our community, it's just really a great time to be in Vandalia. And I'm just very optimistic and positive about the future.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at vandaliaradio.com.